Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip. Tuesday, the 1st of September. It was a little bit chilly this morning when I was up early, and it was a little bit chilly the first, almost like the weather knew what date it was. Get a little bit of hint of that autumn crispness. I had tech problems this morning. I had DDoS attacks or brute force attacks or whatever they're called to deal with. It sent me into a bit of a tailspin. But got it sorted, or I've temporarily resolved it, let's say that. These people have got nothing better to do, clearly. But I spoke to somebody and they said that with the advent of more people working from home since COVID, it's becoming a bit more widespread, these things. So pain in the arse, genuinely got fuck all else to do, have they? Just my boy, left a load of bits here. Just had to box them up and go to the post office. And his final insult, I said, you need to text me your full address. I couldn't remember. I knew the road and number, but the full address for the postcode. And his postcode ends XG. Expected goals. That's his postcode. Oh, just the final, like, fuck you as he walks out the front door. There you go. Right, thank you guys for the Zoom last night who turned up. Think again, you enjoyed it. Get some little snippet out of it. If you can only get one little thing, it all helps, doesn't it? And that is now up in the Ultimate Members area for those who couldn't watch it. You know, all these things are about trying to get you to use the tools yourself. I think one thing I've realised, particularly, I sort of clocked it really with the racing files, is that people weren't using certain files. Because of being scared. So I have learnt from that, and certainly these Zooms are to try and sort of show you the files, show that one, you can't break them, and two, how effective they can be. So I've actually quite enjoyed, you know, again, one of the benefits of this COVID is discovering stuff like Zoom, and you can do these things so easily. So we will have another one next week and look at the ELO file. I'm not certain, I keep saying it, but I don't think, because I had all these other issues, I'm not sure that there's any football this weekend at all, that we will even have an ultimate process. No, we won't. There won't be an ultimate process this week, but I'll send an email with an update. Today is the very last day that you can join FTS Ultimate for the 2020-21 season. Not a big sales pitch, but if you were thinking of it, today is the last day. It is done. Then I will be moving on to the educational side and getting things set up for people. Bit of the Zoom tuition and getting things going. I got no bets today. There's nothing. I think there was, again, two or three games on the FDD coupons, but nothing there of any interest for me. I'm just doing all my end-of-month football sheets up because I got waylaid this morning with that DDoS attack. I've been doing those. That's it. I genuinely haven't. I've got nothing else that I can share with you today for the minute. I'm going to get these sheets finished and I will be back then tomorrow. I did have something important to say, which is completely and utterly gone because I didn't make any notes as per normal. What was it? I'm just trying to look at all my screens to see if there's something that's going to trigger the old brain box into what it was, but I can't think what it was. It will come to me by tomorrow. Right, that's it. I'm going to not babble on any longer. I will leave you all be, get my bits done, and I will be back tomorrow. Oh, I know, I've got it. See, it's come to me. The 100-day challenge. I mentioned about keeping you guys on track. One of the things I think, and even now I'm seeing it with people who've sort of perhaps had a rockier August than they had planned, drives me fucking mad, I'm not going to lie. This month thing drives me fucking bananas. Why is the 31st of August different to the 1st of September? It isn't. There's absolutely no difference in it whatsoever. And yet people insist on asking me about a bad month or can I win enough the one season. So, you know my views on it. The starting point for a lot of you is I think there's very few of you who do exactly the same thing for 100 days, ever have done it. I know I might be generalising, but I'm certain that that's the case. So I did say about having a recorded 100-day situation, and it's going to obviously rely on people being honest and partaking in it in the right frame of mind. My view is, obviously, we want the season to start, and I was thinking from the 1st of October, I am going to put online an online tracker. I will either have it on the website or I will have it on Google. And you will be able to go in there and, in effect, just indicate for 100 days straight that you have done exactly the same thing that you started. So you'll all have your betting plan sorted by the 1st of October, that I'm absolutely sure of. So in effect, starting from the 1st of October, every single day you just indicate, yes, I've stuck to my plan, yes, I've stuck to my plan. I haven't added anything, I haven't changed anything, I haven't done anything different, I haven't dropped anything. I've just there. And we'll have an online tracker, and we'll rely on people being honest. I mean, if you're going to lie on something like that, you're lying to yourself and you're a fucking idiot anyway. So that's what it is. But I'm going to do it as well. I'm going to try and record when the football season gets started. One particular method I use, I'm going to try and record a trade a day. That is going to be time limited and depends on the Malta situation, whether we have to go out there, because that isn't resolved. It's just on a hiatus at the minute. But my plan is to try and do a recording of a trade, one particular method, each day, just so people can see how I find the game and my actual movements in it, and then perhaps I can have a Zoom at the end of it. So I'm looking to start that on the 1st of October. So I will, towards the end of this month, put a email out, probably tweet it out and mention it on here, how you can get involved in that. Be great to get as many people as possible. And I think you will be surprised that if you actually stick to something, and forget the day-to-day results, forget that, oh, I had a bad August or I had a bad October, and you just press on, how good you might become. So that's what I was going to talk about. That is my game plan. I'm working on the framework of that now. I've sort of put the wheels in motion, and I will get that all sorted this month. And then towards sort of, as I say, we'll let the season start that sort of second week, 19th, 20th onwards, I will let you know the details, and hopefully as many of you as possible join in, and let's see where we are in 100 days from the 1st of October. It will pretty much take us up through Christmas, and hopefully life is, I don't think this is going to resolve itself for a good couple of years yet, but hopefully we're starting to get a bit more used to it and life is becoming a bit more the norm. Right, that is it. That's what I knew it. See, I knew it was in there. The old brain box, it's still there. Still got it. Right, have a lovely, what is it? Tuesday, isn't it? Have a lovely Tuesday. And I will be back with you all. I'll be back with you tomorrow.